Running an operation exclusively in Bahrain, recite Surah Al-Hamd, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Ar-Rahman. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. فوض امري الى الله ان الله بصير بالعباد ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم اعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي ذكره شرف للذاكرين وشكره فوز للشاكرين وطاعته نجاة للمطيعين والصلاة والسلام على أكرم الأنبياء والمرسلين شفيع المذنبين خاتم النبيين رحمة للعالمين أبي القاسم محمد اللهم صل على وعجل فرجهم أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين صاحب العصر والزمان خليفة الرحمن إمام الإنس والجان الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبه طابت الأرض والسماء اللهم عجل فرجه الشريف اللهم كل وليك لحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا اللهم صل على وعجل فرجهم الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم ورحمة الله على محبيهم ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين أما بعد فقد قال الله وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفغير دين الله يبغون وله أسلم من في السماوات والأرض طوعا وكرها وإليه يرجعون صلوات پڑھیے محمد وعلى محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم We are talking about مفهوم الدين essence of religion The ayah is from Surah Al-Imran, ayah number 83, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Are you seeking other than religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? While each and every atom of the universe is surrendered and doing obeisance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, willingly and unwillingly, everyone has to return back to Allah. Yesterday I was talking about relationship between religion and reasoning, deen and aql. Today we talk about religion and ilm, deen with the relationship with knowledge, sciences. And these all subjects needs to be greatly discussed, but I cannot do that. At least some essence at least we should learn. Islam is a religion. The first ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Religion started with Iqra', read, ended with Ikmal, al-yawm akmaltu lakum dinakum. So that means without recitation, without reading, without knowledge, one cannot be perfect. If anyone wants to be perfect, with knowledge they can perfect, and if they want to perfect, they have to seek knowledge. Thus we have many ayats encouraging us, and Quran clearly says, هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Is it possible those who know, those who don't know, can become equal? They cannot be equal. they cannot be, there is no comparison between those who have knowledge and those who don't have. Even Quran compares as a knowledge as a light. So knowledge, even to the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to say, قُلْ رَبِّي زِدْنِي عِلْمَ. Always seek knowledge and say, O Allah, increase me in knowledge or increase my knowledge. Every second you always seek, because there is no end for knowledge. What we know is nothing. What we don't know is a lot. So the more we know, the more better we know we don't know nothing. So what we know is our knowledge is telling how ignorant we are. So I'll present to you a few ahadis about knowledge. I hope we give importance to this. And while I'm talking about this and also the situation of Muslim Ummah, as Rahbar has clearly declared from late Imam Khomeini to the leader of the time about Quds Day and importance of the Quds Day, it is morally obligatory for all Muslims to attend such rallies, because expressing their sorrow and their anger to show solidarity with Muslim Ummah, and exclusively for the people, those who are deprived of their rights, Palestinians. And can you imagine an alim and a scholar of Shia scholar sees through these things beforehand and sees how much important is the unity is. That's why we have hadith, Al-Mu'minu yanduru bin nurillah. Mu'min sees through the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never sees the walls. He sees beyond the walls. So after the revolution of Islamic Republic of Iran, and the reporter, they came, you are Shias, they are Sunnis. You are non-Arabs, they are Arabs. Nothing to do with you and with Palestine. He said, Ma ba hamrae hamay mazlumin hasti. Imam Khomeini said, I am with all the oppressed people. He said, not I am, it is Islam is with all oppressed people. In the wasiya of Imam Ali, Imam Ali clearly said, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. Imam says, kuna lidhalimi khasma wa lilmadhulumi awna. When it comes to oppressor, you be an enemy to oppressor. Zalim, you should not be loving to zalim. And when it comes to madhulum, be with the madhulums, be the oppressed one. So it is our duty. Inshallah, Friday, as the time is coming, all of you, not only you, with your friends, families, and bring them together, going out, not only us, even there are people, even among Jewish community, they come out and they show their anger against the system. Why don't we do so? Inshallah. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Muhammad wa Ali, Muhammad wa ajjil farajam. Famous ahadith about the knowledge. Let me say a few things here. Quran says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهِ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَىٰ. Who are very careful, reluctant to act, it is because of knowledge makes them to reluctant to act. My father was an alim. He was a very pious person. May Allah exalt his soul to the inshallah, with Masumin alayhi salatu wasalam. And he used to give me example of a compounder who used to work with an eye doctor, eye operating doctor, surgeon, eye surgeon. And he worked with the eye surgeon. After a while, he himself started slaughtering. And people used to go in India, you know, in third world country, no money. If doctor says 1,000, he says $200. People used to go to him. After a while, he said, why shouldn't I go to college and learn and have certificate? So he did so. He went to college and he finished his degree. The first patient, he about to take his knife and start, his hands were shivering. Someone said, you did so many of operation, what happened today? He said, before I never knew what is retina is. Now I know it. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Muhammad. So nowadays, the Zakirin, they go, they do bombard to you and they say, Jannat, Jannat, Jannat. So that is their problem. Our problem is we have knowledge. We cannot show that. Salawat padhi Muhammad wa ma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa. That is our hands are tight. Anyhow. So knowledge makes, innama yakhsha Allah min ibadahil ulama. Quran says, fearful are the people, those who have knowledge. Without knowledge, you cannot have any kind of fear. Hadith, four ahadith. A Western scholar during the time of Ayatollah Hakim went to Najaf. There was a magazine, monthly magazine used to publish. Name of the magazine is Al-Il. The science or the knowledge. On the four borders, there was a four ahadith. On top is Talabul ilm faridatun ala kulli muslim wa muslimah. Acquiring knowledge is wajib, obligatory for all Muslim men and women. So that means there is no gender. So it is not Taliban to blow up the. So what kind of Islam they are presenting, we don't know. Even I was reading this, a beautiful tafsir, I think all of you exclusively request. Whenever you have time, give a little bit time, please, for yourself. I know you are doing a lot of work for your wife, for your children. We are not doing for ourselves. For ourselves, we should take some provision. Do work for tafsir. Online available, tafsir and namuna, those who know Urdu. In English also, the short tafsir is there. Tafsir and namuna's translation is available. It's a beautiful tafsir. When Suratul Yusuf, Ayatullah Nasir Makarim Shafachar Shirazi under him, about 10 mujtahideen did it, this tafsir. When he reaches to this hadith, where hadith says not to teach this surah to women, he bombards this hadith. He says nothing to do with Islam. This hadith is fabricated hadith because Islam is not gender based. Knowledge is for all, knowledge is for all the time. So this hadith rejected because Quran, whatever contradicts to Quran, nothing to do with Quran. In fact, Quran is a light for all of us. Quran never speaks when it comes to Iqra, means everyone should read, not women or men. In fact, I think women, if they are educated, it is much more better than men because they are the first school of the generations. And if they can produce beautiful generations, that is the Saleh society will be there. So women should be much more knowledgeable than the men. At the this juncture, this hadith is telling there is no gender in Islam in acquiring knowledge. The other hadith, talabul ilmu, utlubul ilm min al mahde ila al lahad. Acquired knowledge from cradle to the grave. So that means in that hadith there is no gender. Here, there is no time limitation. So that means, Maulana, if it is 60 years, this is the right time, man. You now, you do it. Because now everything is subsidized, there is so many of desires and everything. Now you can do a lot of work. So you ask your wife, let's, both of us, we work for Islam and we do something here. So you can do a lot of things. So, utlubul ilm min al-mahdi ila al-lahad. A marja was dying. The other marja went to visit him. While he was visiting, the marja who was dying, who asked one question to marja who was visiting him. Question. He's dying, about to die. Alam Sakrat. This marja said, you are just now you are reaching. He said, hadith I want to complete. Utlubul ilm min al mahde ila al lahad. Acquire knowledge from cradle to the grave. So there is no time limitation. There is no gender limitation. There is no time limitation. Another is, utlubul ilm walau kana bisin. Acquire knowledge. During the Arab's time, China was the farthest place. They used to give example. China means, so far. In my childhood, I used to say, in our childhood, you know, we used to say, yahi hai Madras, yahan chhe Madras. So Madras was the highest place. So the loss and a very far place. Although Madras is for us was only two hours. If you go by flight from Bangalore, is 45 minutes. So, but there was example for during the time of Arabs, China was the farthest place. That's why Prophet said there is no space limitation. So there is no gender, there is no time, there is no space, there is no limitation. Another hadith, Allahu Akbar. Walau al-hikmatu dalatul mu'mini fatlubuha aynama wajadaha walakin walau min kafir walau min munafiq. Allahu Akbar. Wisdom is loosened by the believers. Wherever you find, you take it. Even from kafir, even from munafiq. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Mad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajan. This tells us, so acquiring knowledge is very important. There is no gender limitation. There is no time limitation. There is no space limitation. And always we should keen to learn. Once we learn, try to adapt what we learn. Not only maza agaya. So we always we learn. Oh, mashallah, bahut maza agaya. Maulana aaj bahut joke bhi bole aap. Maulana bahut bahut acha hai, maza aaya. So this is not the right thing. So please, I request all of us. I request myself. This Ramadan should change my faith, my life. And this Ramadan should change. This day should change my life. And not prerequisite, prearranged thinking. No. Be wide and open. Try to learn and observe it. And try to adapt in your life. Then inshallah you'll see the miracles of change in you, in yourself and also in your family. I have seen myself. And I have seen, I'll say that every night, 10 ayats with translation, close TV, radiallahu anhu ta'ala. And then you recite 10 ayats with the translation and see after 1 year, the light is in our home. So because knowledge is there. Once knowledge is there, then you'll never be going to be in darkness. This is one thing. Another one hadith I read lately and today also referring that. It's a beautiful hadith. If you are calm down here and relax, then I'll recite that. Salawat padhi Muhammad wala. Wa ajjil farajahum. Salawat padhi Muhammad wala. Kehte hain ki ek sahab chale gaye maulvi bankar. Let me say this. This is the joke. He was not an alim, magar dehat tha, dehat mein jo hai, us waqt tak koi alim gaya nahi tha. That village, none of any scholar was there. So this is the first scholar. He said, I am a scholar, Amama Khaba. There's a movie also in Iran, they made it, this movie. Kuch naam hai, achcha naam hai wo. He said, do as I say, and do as I do. You don't know nothing, I'll teach you. Whatever I do, you do it. They say, okay. First thing, let's go to namaz. In namaz, you know, that they have the pool for wudu. Wudu. He was sitting on the top of that pool and he started doing wudu. Bicharas. Andar. Pair sleep hua tha, andar chala gaya. Wo log samjhe ki yahi taklid bhi karna hai. So everyone went in. So that kind of taklid we are not asking for. Tera imam be huzur, Iqbal says, Allahu Akbar. Teri namaz be huzur, tera imam be huzur. Aisi namaz se guzar, aise imam se guzar. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajil. This is very serious, beautiful hadith. I take this hadith as a gift. Maybe the first time you might be hearing. Ajib hadith. Ja'a rajulun min al-ansar ila nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A person from Medina came to the Prophet. He presented to our beloved Prophet a scenario, hypothesis, we call it. As he said, Prophet Allah, O Prophet of Allah, there is a dead body. And while an alim is giving lecture, scenario, should you, or you will attend this dead body, or you go to alim's lecture? Are you with me, all of you? Salawat, Allahumma salli ala. یعنی مومن میں بے چینی بہت رہتی ہے. صلوات پڑھی محمد والے محمد محمد والی محمد یا علی. پرسکون رہیے انشاءاللہ. His scenario is there is a dead body, there's a lecture is going on, and he's not asking what should I do, what you would do. Prophet says, if some people who can take care of the dead body, that's why this is called wajib kifai, sufficient wajib, which is not wajib for everyone. If anyone dies, a mu'min dies in Dallas, a wajib upon all mu'mineen to do, give ghusl and takfeen and tajheez, everything. But four or five people they do, this wajib goes, relax it to others. Likewise, Prophet said, if someone who is going to take care of this dead body, attending 1,000 death procession, 1,000 death procession, and attending one lecture is equal. And it's better than attending 1,000 procession, death procession, and then he says, 10,000, visiting 10,000 sick people, and 10,000 night you are standing offering prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and 10,000 days you are fasting, 1,000 days you are fasting, and then Prophet says 1,000 dirham you do to sadaqah, and then he says 1,000 hajj, other than wajib hajj, one wajib is wajib, just like many people they say, I did ziyarat of Imam Hussain, I no need to do nothing, because 70 hajj man. So that sunnat hajj you have done. But one hajj, if it is wajib upon you to do it first. And once you finish, then others hajj is sunnah. It is not wajib upon you. Prophet says, other than wajib, 1,000 hajj. Then Prophet says, attending 1,000 wars, jihad, other than the wajib jihad. Then Prophet says, bil ilme يُعْبُدُ اللَّهِ, it is because of knowledge Allah has been worshipped. And it is because of knowledge Allah has been obeyed. Then Prophet says, بِالْعِلْمِ, then Prophet says, الْعِلْمُ خَيْرُ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْعِلْمِ خَيْرُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, it is because of knowledge, خَيْر of this dunya, خَيْر of that آخِرَة is because of knowledge. شر الدنيا والآخرة because of جهل. What's happening in Pakistan today? What's happening in Afghanistan, in Iraq? It is because of جهل, not جهاله, جهل. That's why knowledge is so important. It's better than 1,000 hajj, 1,000 jihad, 1,000 day of fast, 1,000 of day of offering prayer, and 1,000 attending the person who is sick, and 1,000 attending in the dead body's procession. If that much knowledge is important, why Muslims, salawat padhiye Muhammad wala Muhammad. I read one hadith, that hadith says, inshallah, when Imam Zamana comes, he is going to complete, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad and wa ali Muhammad. Shout it and say it, ajjal farajah, ajjal farajah. Allah, may Allah hasten his reappearance. What is the meaning of ajjal farajah? ASAP. Ajjal farajah means ASAP. Allah hasten his appearance as soon as possible, because the world is becoming worst place to stay. The best is your Khalifa comes here, inshallah, your leader, your Wali, inshallah, very soon. So we have to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ilm, knowledge has been given this much importance. Why we have problem in Muslim Ummah? Hadith says, when Imam comes, he is going to complete the uqul of humanity. Human beings, uqul, aql means reasoning. Their power of reasoning will be utilized 100%. How much brain we use, you know that? MashaAllah, doctors also here, very knowledgeable people, all of you know that. We use on general public, they use only 3%. The brilliant scholar uses only 6%. So 94% is... Kya hai? Crack ko de diya.
94%, nothing is there, it is not utilized. When Imam Zamana comes, he is going to utilize 100% of brain of human being. Allahu Akbar. I was thinking, what kind of hadith is this? It was, for me, it's not easy to grasp, but not easy to digest. After the revolution of Islamic Republic of Iran, it became very clear for me. When revolution taken place, only 37% literacy was there. Only 37. Today, alhamdulillah, 100% literacy. Salawat padiya Muhammad Bala. About stem cells, about live organs they already send on in the space, and about DNA, about cloning, Iran has gone much more fast. And people thought, Maulvi kya batayega yaar, maalim, what he is going to guide? Alhamdulillah, now he has guided community, not only spiritual guidance, but also guidance, worldly guidance also. Now, Iran is the most powerful country under the naib of Imam, this much power. If Imam comes, can you imagine what is going to happen? Salawat padi Imam Ali Muhammad. Wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil faraju. Alhamdulillah, all of you are struggling and for knowledge, and we all of us need a lot of patience to for the future generation to bring them towards this main goal of knowledge. Many a times it happens ke when you say to your children, ye tumhari khater yaar main tumhare liye yahan aaya, kitni sar phodi karta hu yahan aaya tumhare liye, bachcha kehta hai dad says, dad matlab hai ki sahi keh rahe hain aap. You say, I am here for you, man. He said, dad. He doesn't know how much pain you have gone through for the next generation. They have to realize. Why? It is because I think we are showing a double standard for our future generation. We need to have one standard. That standard is Islam. And it is not going to resolve the problem by having schools, by practicing Islam in our home, day-to-day life, and acting what we preach. Then we can change. Salawat padiya Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil faraj. If we compare Islamic Republic of Iran to others, let me say, I am not agent of no one. In fact, I am the one zero anything from Iran. Alhamdulillah, thank God. But I say it bluntly, clearly, because I don't have any examples. Many a times people say, Malana, why you always say, and even a scholar like me, a mama kaba, one day he said to me, Maulana, I like to be closer to you, but you always talk about Iran, that's why I'm reluctant. Main zara sa aapke kareeb hona chahta hoon, magar aap Iran bahut karte hain. I said, oh, Salman Farsi, he, in order to test people, those who are newcomers, he used to start talking about Imam Ali. Imam Ali, once name of Imam Ali comes, his face blushing or some problem is there, then he used to recognize what kind of, what level he is. Still today, I start talking about Iran to see what kind of Islam you are possessing. Salawat padi Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Islam is a socio-economical, political system. This system can only be run by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Prophet Muhammad, then by Imam Ali. That's why, man kuntu mawla, fahaza aliyun mawla. The meaning is, the government which I run in Medina for 10 years, that kind of government can only be run by me or by Ali. So that is the main important aspect of the knowledge which reaches to peak of knowledge. And once it is reaches, inshallah, the peace will be there. Can you imagine? You have seen the Riggi's case. How many of you know Riggi? Huh? On mid-air, still... White House is astonished. They don't know how they figure it out, man. Nobody knew. Only Mossad or CIA. And they brought from mid-air to down. And they had the trial.
So why is this? Because al-mu'minu yanzuru bi-nurillah. Salawat padiye Muhammad wale Muhammad. Ma salli ala Muhammad. Mad wa ajjil farajam. I hope all of us, we give a lot of importance. Many a time in Dubai I said it, this thing. Many a times we help our brothers and sisters in our third world country. I am from India. I help my brothers and my sisters. You have in from Pakistan, some are from Iran. But please don't help in this way. Help in a better way. Many a times, kya kaam karte ho? Bhai America mein. Are yaar, tum kya kaam karte ho? Bhai Dubai mein. Yaar, tum kya kaam karte ho? Yaar, bhai Kuwait mein. So there are so many people who are staying at home, not doing nothing. What they do, they say, my brother is in America, in Dallas. My brother is in Dubai. My brother in Islam never teaches us to give them feed, spoon feed them. The best help is to educate the second generation. If you go to even do Nazr, you do Nazr, oh Mawla Imam Hussain, if I become successful in my so and so, I will help an orphan to educate himself. In my life, I have seen many those to whom I could help them educating themselves. They are now, alhamdulillah, helping the others. So there is a best chance, instead of helping your brother, he sleeps at home, does nothing which is wrong, you help a person to get knowledge. The moment that person gets knowledge, that itself is a beautiful help. Salawat padiye Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Humma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Importance of knowledge. Uske baad baat khatam hui. Salam karein us ghar ko ja kar ke jahan par knowledge ki peak thi. Yesterday I was talking about the communication, effective communication. Karbala should also be screened through knowledge. Not only free, only through emotionals. There are so many beautiful lessons to be taken from Karbala. One day before, look at the level of communication. I request all of you. Imam Hussain said to Hazrat Abbas, go and talk to the commander in chief of Yazid's army. I want to have a meeting with him. That there was an exchange of communication. Where will be the meeting, what kind of meeting, who will be with Imam Hussain, who will be with the Ibn Sa'd, the commander-chief of Yazid's army. Everything has been decided. Are you with me? Understand clearly. One day before, on the 9th of Muharram, one tent not towards Imam Hussain's side, not towards the Yazid's, one tent has been established in midst. Imam Hussain with him 2 person and Ibn Sa'd with him 2 person. One will be with Ibn Sa'd, one will be with Imam Hussain. Outside there 2 guards will stand to help. There Imam said inside the tent, I request all of you to ponder about this. What Imam Hussain is trying to say, war is a last resort. Not fast. In Islam, there is no war. Islam means peace. We don't believe in wars. We don't believe in killings. What is happening in Pakistan, in anywhere, nothing to do with Islam. It is everything is dirty politics. Nothing to do with Islam. Imam Hussain said, inside 2 people, can you imagine Ibn Sa'd, commander-in-chief of Yazid's army, and Imam Hussain. Imam asked him, why are you here? Go back. Do you know who am I? Imam Hussain, it's not easy. He started crying. I know, son of the Prophet, son of Ali, son of Fatima Zahra. He has the marifat also. So why you are here? You know what is going to happen? Says, I don't have any choice, but I could see if I become successful here, I will get governorship of so and so. I will get home, I will get the farmland. Imam said, I promise you, I will give you everything.
Imam Hussain is promising. Not only here, I'll give you in Akhirat also, heaven, in heaven, one house, whatever you want. Starts thinking again. ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم. Hypothesis, he says, if I go, Lord, what is going to happen about my children and my wife? So now he becomes his security of his own family. Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, he could figure it out, the level of his level, nothing to with the people, how many bloodshed, what is going to happen. He is only my chair, my... Imam alayhi salatu wasalam took the asa, the sword, and said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It is not the time to discuss for this with this person who is not even listening, thinking of others. He is only thinking of his own family, his own prestige, his own position. With him talking is not necessary. No need to talk with him. And that is the time Imam reluctantly left. Nothing has happened in that tent, but it has given me, all of us, a lesson. That lesson is never to rush to cut off the relationship. Always try to resolve the problem by communication. And once you resolve the problem with the communication, there are chances of peace in the society, in your family. And at the time when Imam said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, because he said only one thing, what is going to happen to my family? Allahu Akbar. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Who is this Imam Hussain? Did he think, thought about his own family? تركت الخلق طرا في هواك وأيتمت الأيالي لكي أراك. History tells us, when Imam about to leave the tent, he was the last person. How many kids were there? 200 kids were there, under 5 years. And the tent on the night of Ashur, day of Ashur, before he left the tent. How many women? 79 precisely women. And they were all surrounding Imam. For example, you are about to leave for your job, your little daughter grasps you, Dad, please don't go today. What do you do? You say, today I'll call my office as a sick. Leave. I don't want. I cannot come. She never stopped me. Today she is stopping. Can you imagine the most misery of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam? The biggest tragedy Imam was facing was 200 kids were holding him and telling, to whom you will going to give us? Kiske hawale kar rahe aap? And that is the time this verse of Arabic has mentioned by Imam Hussain. Taraktul khalqa turran fi hawak. Oh Allah, I left everything in love with you. Wa aytamtul ayali lekai arak. Now I am making my own kids to go orphan so that I can meet you. That's how Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. Taraktul khalqa turran fi hawak. Sab ko chhod diya, yani pure bacche charon taraf aa gaye hain. Khuda hafiz Zainab, khuda hafiz. Jaate jaate Zainab zara hoshiyar rehna. Ya ukhta la tansini fi salatil lail. Meri behan jab shab ki namaz ko khadi rehna, is gareeb bhai ko na bhulana. Yani kya kehna chah rahe hain Imam Hussain? Kya Hussain ko namaz e shab mein maghfirat ki dua ki zarurat hai? Na, hamare liye lesson hai. Karbala pura tauhid کے انتہا کا نام ہے. مجھے کچھ نہیں چاہیے, نام پروردگار کی بقا چاہیے, اس لیے آپ کو زیارت پڑھنا پڑتا ہے. السلام علیکم یا انصار دین اللہ. کون تھے یہ لوگ جنہوں نے دین کی نصرت کی؟ وانصار رسول اللہ. بس باہر نکلے, فنظر یمینا و شمالا, قال یا ابتال الصفا
وفرسان الحیا جا اے میرے شیرو اے میرے دلیرو. صبح سے آقا آقا مولا مولا کے سائے کی طرح موجود تھے, آج میں کھڑا ہوا ہوں, اب کوئی میرا ساتھ دینے والا نہیں ہے. امام حسین اکیلے ہیں, کوئی نہیں ہے, چاہیے ہمت چاہیے, آپ کوئی گھوڑے پر حسین کو بٹھا دے. زینب چادر کو ہٹا کے نکلتی ہے, بھیا بھیا میں سوار کروں گی, گھبرانا نہیں, رکاب کو اگر تھامنے والا کوئی نہیں ہے تو میں تمہارے رکاب کو تھاموں گی. یہ ہے گھر جو پورا ٹوٹل اللہ کی مرضی پر سرنڈر ہے, انہیں کچھ نہیں چاہیے سوائے ذات پروردگار کے. جب امام حسین نے گھوڑے کو ایڑ لگائی, زینب نے ہاتھوں کو اٹھایا, پروردگار یہ آل محمد کی آخری قربانی ہے, پروردگار یہ آخری نشانی ہے, تو ان کی حفاظت فرما. صلی اللہ علیک یا ابا عبداللہ وعلی الارواح التي حلت بفنائك وناخت برحلك علیکم من السلام ابدا ما بقیت وبقی اللیل والنہار. السلام علی الحسین وعلی علی ابن الحسین وعلی اصحاب الحسین وعلی اولاد حسین جمیع شہدائی کربلا ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ. خدایا پروردگارہ ہمیں اور آئندہ نسلوں کی علم کی حفاظت فرما. پروردگار ہماری ذمہ داری آئندہ نسلوں سے متعلق تعلیم دین و دنیا سے متعلق جو ہمارے گردنوں پر اس کو پورا کرنے کی توفیق عنایت فرما. پروردگار پرچم اسلام کو بلند فرما, دشمنان اسلام کو نابود فرما, ظالمین کو دہشت گردوں کو دہشت گردوں کے سرغنوں کو تہس نہس کر دے, مظلومین کی مدد فرما, مومنین جہاں جہاں ان کی جان مال آبرو عزت کی حفاظت فرما. پروردگار ہمارے دلوں کے نفرتوں کو محبت سے بدل دے. پروردگارہ بحق محمد وآل محمد مسلمانوں میں مومنین میں اتحاد و اتفاق توفیق عنایت فرما. مالک ہماری تمام پریشانیوں کا آسان سا حل یہ ہے کہ تیرے ولی کا ظہور فرما, ہم سب کو ناصروں میں شمار فرما. اللہم صلی اللہ.
متوجہ زیارت صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ, السلام علیکم یا نبی اللہ, السلام علیکم یا علی امیر المؤمنین, السلام علیکم یا فاطمۃ الزہرا سیدۃ نساء العالمین, السلام علیکم یا مولا حسن المصطفیٰ, السلام علیکم یا مولا حسین شہید کا کربلا, السلام علی الحسین وعلی علی ابن الحسین وعلی اولاد الحسین وعلی اصحاب الحسین, خصوصاً مولا ابو الفضل عباس ابن امیر المؤمنین, السلام علیکم رحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ, السلام علیکم یا مولا زین العابدین, السلام علیکم یا مولا محمد الباقر, السلام علیکم یا مولا جعفر الصادق, السلام علیکم یا مولا موسی الکاظم, السلام علیکم یا مولا علی ابن موسی رضا, السلام علیکم یا مولا محمد تقی الجواد, السلام علیکم یا مولا علی النقی الحادی, السلام علیکم یا مولا حسن العسکری, السلام علیکم یا مولا یا صاحب العصر والزمان, علمان 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 سیدی عجل اللہ تعالی فرجک وسهل اللہ تعالی مخرجک وظهورک وجعلنا من انصارک ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اللہ